the stereotype is OT takes upper extremity and PT takes lower extremity, but we go away from that a little bit and both just find what it is that we're good at that we can kind of specialize at to work together best for that one patient.
This is Foxcast OT, a podcast for clinicians made by clinicians. It's brought to you by Fox Rehabilitation. Find out more at foxrehab.org. Welcome to Foxcast. I'm your host, physical therapist Jimmy McKay. Joining me on the program today, Allie Edgel and Jenna Derenkamp, a physical therapist and occupational therapist, respectively. Ladies, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
The reason we bring a PT and an OT on the show today at the same time is we're talking about collaborative care between PTs and OTs. So you need to have one of each. So I promised no hard questions before we started the show today, but I lied. We're going to start with a really hard one. Are you guys ready for that?
No.
I'm sure this question comes up often. And now that I have a PT and an OT on the show right now at the same time, I want how each of you answers this. When you're asked by a client what the difference is between PT and OT, what do you usually say?
For me, I'm the PT. So for me, I'll tell them we're kind of working towards different goals. I might look more at gait. I might look more at strength or range of motion specifically is the way that I describe physical therapy. And I'll let Jenna do a little bit of the OT.
I usually tell them based on an evaluation, I may look at their strength, their balance, their endurance, all these things. Then I relate it back to what they're having difficulty with, IADL tasks, ADL tasks, things like that. Puts it in perspective for them. Then I make sure always add in their social participation and things like that, especially in a personal care facility or assisted living, which is where we are, the importance of those things too. So we look at them holistically.
Good explanation. I like how I didn't prep you for that and you still had great answers. Well done. Let's start. So collaborative care between physical and occupational therapy. I'm imagining you guys share clients pretty often. And where do you start there in how to collaborate best between professions?
Jenna and I are in a senior living community together. We're primarily in this location. And then we have a couple community patients. The biggest thing for us is just figuring out how it works for us because we both came in as almost or completely new grads. One of the biggest things is finding out exactly what you're good at and what your counterpart is good at. So something we talk about a lot is I might take over his shoulder. Somebody's got something like that going on versus something Jenna's way better at would be the hand. The stereotype is OT takes upper extremity and PT takes lower extremity, but we go away from that a little bit and both just find what it is that we're good at that we can kind of specialize at to work together best for that one patient.
I do want to commend both of you for not using that as your stereotypical answer.
We try to veer away from that as much as possible.
So you guys had the benefit of coming in without necessarily having a lot of bad habits because you were, as you mentioned, new grads or relatively new to the professions. So you came in and knew what you were good at, knew what maybe you could improve upon, and figured out what your counterpart was actually good at. And you used that. That's great.
Absolutely. Cool. Yeah. And it helped to have somebody to bounce your ideas off of too. Definitely another benefit to it for sure.
Where do you guys want to go next?
So we don't do the stereotypical co-treating here. We treat a lot of the same patients. We're working together for a collaborative care approach to their overall plan of care. We try to treat the whole patient rather than treating at the same time and just doing each our own part.
Allie and I, we have pretty good communication in general. We talk a lot, even, you know, while we're working with our patients, you know, what they want to do that day in PT and OT. Like if Allie gets one of, you know, our common patients first and she says, okay, today, you know, we're going to work on your balance. Obviously, I'm not going to see them right after and work on their balance also. Even though it's for different reasons, they're not going to do 2 full hours of balance tasks. So we kind of communicate that way to make sure that we're not duplicating some of the same things even daily with them. Her and I having good communication helps our patients in the long run. We've explained many times we're very lucky to have each other versus, you know, in some other settings where you're not as comfortable talking to other therapists. You know, Allie and I have kind of built our own rapport for the benefits of the patient and ourselves. So
And I think that's pretty big. You know, you go into something, especially not really knowing the other person who you're going to be working with in a building. You're working with them all the time. It's important to not only build your relationship with your counterpart, like while you're in the building, but then outside of it, learn what types of things they like, what types of things they don't like, and try to be available to fill the gaps for each other as much as possible. And just having that really good relationship and open communication helps everybody have a better day.
Yeah, I can imagine it would. All right, well, we're going to stay with Allie for this question, but we're coming to you too, Jenna. Allie, as the physical therapist, what's one thing you've learned from Jenna as an occupational therapist?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think I'm going to kind of go back to what I started with, is to not think that I have to do it all, to find the things that I'm good at and to kind of give away some of the things I'm not necessarily good at, because there's somebody else there who's very capable of picking up those pieces.
Jenna, same question. What's something you've learned from PT and working with Allie?
I've learned a lot from Allie, even just different interventions. You know, I'll bounce ideas off of her, but one thing I've learned to look at a little bit more, just because a lot of what she's doing is working with people on their gait, trying to kind of reinforce what she's doing while I'm working with people on functional mobility. So that way it's carried over, not just between therapy, but then also educating staff here and having kind of everybody on board. It's not just one person reinforcing it. And a lot of things that she does, like heel strike and all those fancy terms, you know, I learn, like I pay more attention to those things now, whereas before I'm like, what am I going to do to help them get from point A to point B? This is their goal. Not looking at, obviously it's not my job to look at all those other things, but really trying to work together to reinforce them.
Learning from the other professions is only going to benefit you in the short term, but then your clients in the long term as well.
Right.
But, last part of the show that we do is your foxtail. Are you ready for that?
Oh, boy. What is that?
Why did you decide to work with older adults?
I kind of grew up in a senior living community visiting a lot because my grandpa was there. He had Alzheimer's. So I was always very comfortable in that setting, and that's actually probably my favorite specific population to treat, is those with dementia. I really just always leave laughing and I have a good time, and obviously there's challenges, but I also tend to get bored if things get too easy, so I think they kind of keep me on my toes some. And those without dementia, I like learning lots of lessons from them because they have a lot more experience than me and can teach me a lot more about life in general while I'm trying to teach them about physical therapy.
That's a great answer. Jenna, same question. What's your foxtail?
When I was 16, my grandfather had a stroke, and he was a big time golfer. And I was still at that point in, you know, in high school, where I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do. And he obviously went to an outpatient rehab hospital, that whole thing. But while he was in acute rehab, the occupational therapist worked with him a lot on making his food, making sandwiches, things like that. And his biggest thing that he took away is, you know, after he had his stroke, the doctor told him, you're probably never going to golf again. The OT there worked with him playing Wii Golf. Like, I got to go to some of his sessions, and now he lives in Florida and golfs almost every day. So I love seeing what OT could do for not only my family, but now, you know, I wanted to do that for other people, maybe not to that extent sometimes, but I think it's so cool, you know, seeing that positive reinforcement for this population. Whereas, you know, the kids, everybody loves to work with kids. Knock on wood for the people that work for Fox, but they kind of have it made. I think it's so important for both PT and OT to kind of be the reinforcement for this population, because they're going through that end stage of life, and we're kind of there to keep their life going as well as possible. That's why I love it.
Love it. That's a great story. Thank you guys for sharing that. And I appreciate you guys giving some insight into collaborative care between PTs and OTs, and even more important with a practice like Fox, where we have physical, occupational, and speech therapists, along with our exercise physiologists. Working together is definitely going to benefit each other as well as our clients. So thank you guys for taking some time out to share some insight.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for listening to Foxcast OT, a clinically excellent podcast. It's brought to you by Fox Rehabilitation. Fox clinicians work hard, love their work, and get the respect they deserve. Sound good? Then you'll love the autonomy to work in your own style and the support you get to achieve excellence. Plus, freedom and flexibility to have a personal life. Whether it's your first day or you've been around for a while, your contribution is acknowledged and rewarded. That's what makes Fox a success. Happy, well-trained clinicians make great healthcare. Are you a fit for Fox? Find out now at foxrehab.org.